Welcome to the Country Caribbean Podcast, and this is your stay-at-home news for April 2020. Welcome back. I'm dropping this on a Friday. I usually drop on Wednesdays, but dropping it on a Friday. I know in the future, when somebody discovers my podcast in the near future, and they listen to episode, 34 to like whenever this quarantine ends, and they're gonna be like, dang, like what the hell was going on around this time? Then they're gonna look at the dates on the podcast episodes, and then they're gonna start having flashbacks. Stay at home, homemade hand sanitizer, take that $1,200 and start you a business. But welcome back. Let's get into my week. Basically the same old things. I feel as though like I'm sleeping more because like all I want to do is lay in my bed and not do anything. Like that's what I did yesterday. Like I just sleep, watch some TV. First of all, not even TV, just watch some YouTube videos. Like my favorite YouTubers like just dropped some new videos. Real Talk with Yanni, As Told by Kenya. I'm starting to watch video essays. Like anything just keep me entertained. And then also like get educated. Like take this time. Like this time, really just spend time with yourself and see what you like, you dislike or whatnot. So we're getting to know myself. I've always talked about love languages, but I never actually took the quiz. And I took the quiz earlier, and it's basically what I expected. But it's one little thing that is equal. So I took the love language quiz. All right. Quality time, which I already knew, but words of affirmation and act of service are both equal. And then receiving gifts and physical touch is the least likely one. I do not like being touched. I do not like being touched at all. I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is. My mom said I've been like this since I was a baby. Like, I don't like people to touch me. You know, to be honest, when it comes to hugs, I have to initiate the hug. Like, you can't just come up to me and hug me. I have to be like, okay, I want to hug you. I'm not a touchy-touchy person. And I mean, that's okay. And I know it was a video that came out. Ooh, it was a long time ago. It was a little boy. He was upset because his grandma kissed him on the lips. And everybody was like, what's wrong with that? Why are you upset? The little boy said, I ain't coming over here no more, because she keep kissing me on my lips. And he said he don't like that. And people were like, respect the children's boundaries. Let these kids have boundaries and stuff. Some kids don't like to be touched. Some kids don't like the hugs, the kisses. They don't like it when you give them candy. They don't like it when you constantly say stuff to them. Like, you gotta respect kids' boundaries and stuff. Like, when I go up to a kid, I always ask them, like, you want a hug? If they wanna give me a hug, like, can I get a high five? You know, if they want candy or whatever the heck I'm eating, or they just want me to sit and watch them play with their toys, like, it's not hard. Like, with the quiz, they have an option for couples and children. So, I'm gonna make my daughter take it and see what her results look like as well. Because I know with my generation, like, we're trying to do stuff different from, you know, what our parents did. Or, you know, we're just, and like, we're bringing, like, stuff that we wanted to do, like, we're doing that for our kids. Like, you know, give your kids what you didn't get. You know, I'm not going to be mad at my parents for what they didn't do. You know, they did the best that they could do. Especially, you know, being children of immigrants. So, they did the best that they could do for me. And you know what? Things that I've learned throughout the years, I'm going to do that for my daughter. But physical touch, I do not like being touched. And a lot of people be like, well, if you don't like being touched, well, how do you have sex? Like, that's something completely different. Like, if I want it, like I said, if I want it, but that could come off kind of selfish, though. But that's between me and my partner, you know, what we're going to discuss or whatnot. But outside of that, like, I don't really hug people. I feel awkward giving people handshakes and stuff. Like I said, I've always been like that. Like, I'm not a touchy-touchy person. And then being in abusive relationships with people, that definitely made me a don't-touch-me type of person. So it's like, I'm already a person that does not like to be touched. And then I get in abusive situations, and I'm definitely like, it's 50 feet, thank you. Like, I won't even let my mom hug me. My mom said I won't even let her hug me. Like, don't give me no kiss on the cheek. That shit is weird. But my daughter's a very huggy person. I feel like her love language is all of them. Like, she loves receiving gifts. She's not a big word of affirmations type of person. I literally have to like put her onto that. But acts of service, listen, I don't know if it's because kids are kids or whatnot, but I don't know. So, the top one is quality time. I don't know what it is. Like, just being in somebody's presence, I will be satisfied. Like, if we're just sitting there not doing anything, I will be satisfied. Like, bruh, back in high school, like, me and my best friend, she'd be like, hey, come over my house. And I'd just be over her house and we'd just be sitting there. Just sitting there. Like, we don't have to go to no parties. We don't have to invite no niggas over. We could just be sitting there just chilling and stuff. And I'm happy. I'm like, dang, my weekend is lit. But yeah, I've always been a quality time type of person. And especially like getting older and being an adult and, you know, people coming and going. Like, I just like spending time. Like, you don't got to spend time with people before they go and stuff. Especially whenever you can. Like, bro, when I got to a point where, like, I want to go back to New York. So, I want to go back to New York. You know what I did when I was in New York? I was just sitting there chilling. That was it. I was just sitting there. I spent money on a flight to and from New York just to sit on my grandma's couch and just hang out. Just to spend time with them. Like, we didn't have to go to no parties. We didn't have to go out like that. I just went, and plus it was summertime, it was mad hot. I just went to spend time with them. That was it. I love quality time. Like, it's the best. Especially like when I'm in a relationship. I think that's probably why when people ask me why I'm single, it's because like I'm a person that likes to be, I wouldn't say I like to be under my man 100% of the time, but I like quality time. Like, yeah, the text and the calling is cool or whatever, but I like to be in your presence. Like, you don't have to take me out, even though, you know, you can't take me out. But you don't have to really take me out. Like, just spend time with me. That's it. That's mostly why a lot of my relationships be ending, because the person don't want to spend time with me, or they don't even attempt to try to spend time with me. Like, squeeze me in. That's the thing. Squeeze me in. And that's one thing I understand that I do that for people, but I understand that people are not gonna do that for me. Like, bro, I don't care if you're on your lunch break, or I don't care if it's just 10 minutes. Like, spend time with me. Like, quality time. So when it says quality time, it says nothing says I love you like full undivided attention. I feel like a freaking kid when I say how much, like, I just love that shit. I just love attention and stuff. That's why I be so quick to, like, distance myself from somebody if I feel as though, like, they're acting funny, or if me wanting to spend time with them is, like, such a big deal. And it's like, I'm not a person that's going to argue, like, okay, if you don't want to spend time with me today, then guess what? You know, when are you free? Like, I really do be trying to make it work. Like, just that. So it says being there for this type of person is critical, but really being there with the TV off, fork and knife down, all chores and tasks on standby, makes you feel like you truly special and loved. Distractions, postponed activities, or the failure to listen can be especially hurtful. Whether it's spending uninterrupted time talking with somebody, dang, I can't read. Talking with someone or doing activities together, you deepen your connection with others through sharing time. I know a lot of people say, like, oh, people make time for who they want to make time for. And that is kind of true. And I can say communicate all you want to. But if the person's not understanding what you're saying, then you're just, like, wasting your breath. But like I said, people make time for what they make time for. So the other two ones, because I'm just going to focus on the strong ones, which was quality time, act of service, and words of affirmation. Me, I'm a person that overthinks. Like, I have anxiety. Like, my brain is, like, constantly preparing for bad things. So if I'm with someone and they're like, hey, everything is cool, you know, you have nothing to worry about, I'm just at work, you know, I'm not like I'm not doing nothing else, or it's like, oh, I love you, or I don't think that plays back into quality time. Like, your actions and your words show me that everything is cool, everything is straight, you know, just in case I feel as though, like, you know, you hit that point where you're unsure, you start questioning stuff. I just like to, you know, clear stuff up. And then words of affirmation are always important. Like, I'm starting to get more into words. I'll do this with my daughter. Like, back when school was up, like, before she'll get on the bus, I'll make her watch a video and make her say the things in the video. Like, you are important. You know, just because somebody's mean to me does not mean that I'm a bad person, or that I'm, you know, just whatever the heck that video was saying. So words of affirmation. Actions don't always speak louder than words. If this is your love language, unsolicited compliments mean the world to you. Hearing the words "I love you" are important, or hearing the reasons behind that love sends your spirit skyward. Oh Jesus. Insults can leave you shattered and are not easily forgotten. You thrive on hearing kind and encouraging words that build you up. Aw. So the other one is acts of service. So just helping the person out, just lifting some of their responsibilities, help them de-stress. I know it says that helping somebody with their homework is an expression of love. Don't help me with my homework. I'm very, very about schoolwork and stuff, especially since I'm thinking about going back to get something else. I don't know yet. I might just go back to school when it's free. But I know I had me a little boo or whatever during my time at school, and he helped pay for a portion of my McGraw program. It's like, for you to be able to access, see, this is how school get more money out of you. So for you to be able to access, like, your homework that your teacher assigns you, you have to pay for this thing, and you get access to the book. You get a discount on, like, the paper books, and you can access your assignments and do your homework and do your quizzes. So he paid for a portion of that. I think I only had to pay like $10-$20 for the rest of the payment. I thought that was very sweet, because I was working two jobs at the time. I was going to work in the morning, then turn around working 9 to 5 overnight. So, and on top of that, having my daughter, making sure she's where she needs to be. So that was very sweet of him. So with the acts of service, it says that laziness, broken commitments, and making more work for the person makes it seem like their feelings don't matter. And when others serve you out of love and not obligation, you feel truly valued and loved, because the person doesn't really have to do that. And the fact that they take their time out their day to help you out, especially if it's something involving finances. Listen, a lot of people like to be like, oh, money don't matter, money don't matter, money don't matter. But, like, from what I heard, allegedly, that a lot of people divorce because of money issues. So, or a lot of relationships end because of money issues. So it's like, shoot, a lot of friendships end because of money issues. But even outside of financing, like, you know, just taking time to, like, give a person advice, or basically, like, be their therapist to a certain extent. Or, you know, saying, hey, I seen that, you know, you be busy doing this and this and that. Let me watch your child so you can take a nap. Like, just shit, like, especially me having a child, it just made me, you know, let me watch your child while you take a nap. Like, yes, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. So, like I said, I talked about physical touch, words of affirmation, acts of service, and quality time. And the one in the middle was receiving gifts. I'm not a gift person, to be honest, because I'm very picky. But let's talk about receiving gifts. So it says, don't mistake this love language for materialism. All right? Don't mistake it. The receiver of gifts thrives on the love, thoughtfulness, and effort behind the gift. If you speak this language, the perfect gift or gesture shows that you are known, you are cared for, and you are prized above whatever was sacrificed to bring the gift to you. A missed birthday or a hasty, thoughtless gift would be disastrous. So would the absence of everyday gestures. Gifts are heartfelt symbols to you of someone else's love and affection for you. So I'm not a big gift person. I am somewhat of a little romantic. So, you know, the flowers, or something, just something cute or small. So from my score, I have a 9 in quality time, a 7 in active service, a 7 in words of affirmation, a 6 in receiving gifts, and a one in physical touch. So that was my love language. And if you Google love language, the website will pop up. It's called 5lovelanguages.com. I'm gonna make sure to leave it in the description. If you want to take that, make somebody, you know, take that. So, speaking of love. So, I was in an interior decorating discussion on Twitter. And it was a pretty mild one compared to the bigger ones that are out here. So, this one girl, she reposted a tweet about glam bedrooms. Like, when people think of glam, if you're a person that's into interior decorating, then you know all the names of these different type of designs, or, you know, furniture and desk and wall art that people put in their crib. So she said that she hates when people do glam and it's just a whole bunch of white and silver. And it's like, it's more to glam than just white and silver. And people were like, as soon as I seen the Live Lab Love art on the wall, I knew that this was whack. And I was like, dang. So I searched on Twitter, Live, Laugh, Love, Art, just to see, you know, what the kids are talking about. And a lot of people dislike Live, Laugh, Love, Art. Now, me, when I got my crib, I didn't really start decorating. Like, I didn't really start putting stuff on the wall until, I think I was like a couple, I think I only stayed a year at that place. But I didn't start really putting stuff on the wall until I got to the place that I live at now. And also, I be on Instagram a lot. So, I find a lot of artists through Instagram. I see their art. I see how much they're charging. And I start to think like, hey, where could I put this piece in my house or whatnot? So, I think when I really started to decorate, I was already into, I've already passed like different art. Before I came across art that you see in like Ross, TJ Maxx, Walmart, Target. But I've always seen Live, Laugh, Love art, or the adjacent to Live, Laugh, Love art. And it was never me. It never fit my aesthetic or like my personality. It never got my attention. But now that I'm older, I'm like, yeah, Live, Laugh, Love art is pretty tacky. It's pretty basic. You know, if you have Live, Laugh, Love art, you know, don't take this personal. But I'm just saying, though, it depends. Because, also, speaking of interior design, like, a lot of people, I've seen a lot of people post their bedrooms and their crib or whatever, and they're like, oh, I should be an interior decorator. And all I see is a whole bunch of silver and pink in their bedroom. And I'm like, there's like 5 girls on my Snapchat right now who have silver and pink furniture. I had a pause and think. They got silver and pink furniture, lamps, wall art, desk, dressers, shoot, baby, even a TV. I won't say even a TV, but you know what, you know, you kind of get what I'm talking about. So it's like a lot of these bedrooms are copy and paste. And then for people to be like, oh, I should be an interior decorator because I know how to put these two basic colors together. And it's like, no, ma'am. When I think of cribs, like, when I watch those type of shows where they, like, redo people's bedrooms or whatnot, I'm like, you know. Or when people, like, give off their house tours on YouTube. Yes, I'm a person that watches house tours and stuff, but I watch the smaller ones because the popular creators, like, the popular creators like a whole bunch of open space. I guess because they move a lot, that they don't want to have a whole bunch of stuff to move. So, you know, they never really get comfortable. But the people who are, like, comfortable with where they live at, knowing that, you know, they got their stuff together to where they're not doing nothing fraudulent. Like, when they show off their room tours, especially, like, college room tours, because with the college dorms or, like, the little college apartments that these girls be getting, you know, they're, you know, they have but so much space. So I'll be looking at that, and I'm like, okay, that's nice, that's nice. And then you grab inspiration, and then you just put it to your liking, your aesthetic, your personality and stuff. But yeah, like I said, live, laugh, art is tacky and stuff. Like, that really ruins, especially when you got all these artists, all these small artists out here, bruh. Like, I come across so many different artists on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. I haven't came across any on Facebook yet, but I have came across many clothing designers. So when you come across people like that, like spending $50 in Home Goods, when you could get a $30 piece and probably like a $10 frame and have something that is more, not copy and paste, like that's more interesting. Like when people come into my bedroom, like, all they be doing is looking at the wall on my art. Like, I have art from Forever Esther. I got art from Brianna Marie. I got art from some art by Pat. I even have a painting that I drew my damn self on my art. Like, I mean, not my art, on my wall. Like, I got paintings from Family Dollar. Like, Family Dollar have some dope paintings and stuff. And I think I only spent like $10 on it. But like I said, it all has to do with the person's aesthetic or personality. But if you're copying and pasting, you know, furniture and stuff, like, I don't think that makes you an interior decorator. But what do I know? So, a lot of people have been talking about remedies and stuff on, you know, drink this and eat that and do this and do that. I know my skin, I had to chill out in the kitchen because my skin started to break out and I was like, I was mad tight because I was like, I don't really get pimples and stuff like that. So I had to do my skincare. Every day I'm putting vitamin C moisturizer on my face. Vitamin C helps brighten your skin. I can't find my aloe vera gel because usually I put aloe vera gel on any pimples I have on my face or my cheeks. Or, you know, wherever my skin is dry, because my forehead is, like, very dry. And then, like I said, I had to chill in the kitchen. I had to drink Echinacea. Because I know when I first started drinking Echinacea, I can't remember. My mom said it cleans the blood or something like that. I know somebody said onions clean the blood. You know, I was like, okay, shit. So, I've been looking at Caribbean remedies, because I remember as a kid, ooh, if you got sick, my dad used to make us eat the garlic that be in the jar. Not garlic that's mashed up. Even though my mom would mash up some garlic and make garlic tea. That shit used to taste so freaking good. But my dad used to have the garlic in the jar that be like in a jar of olive. Not when you say jar of olive oil, but a jar of like whatever the heck it be in, it be the little tiny pieces of garlic. Like, you can smell it as soon as you open the can. He'll put the garlic on the spoon. Then he'll put the honey on the spoon. And he'll make us taste it. I mean, not taste it. Eat it. I'm thinking about the taste right now. Oh, my gosh. Even though you had the honey on it, it was still like, ugh. Because the garlic is in tiny bits of chunks. And I'm like, It was the worst. But guess what? We wasn't sick. But it wasn't as worse as some concoction my dad used to have in this big old jar. I never knew what the heck it was. I remember he had it for years. I think he eventually got rid of it. No, he didn't. Because if you go under the sink, it's probably right up under that sink. But it's just a concoction of, I don't even know what's in it though. But if we were sick, I think he'll make us take a shot of that. It was the nastiest. Especially if it's been around for years. It was straight nasty. So, one story came out about this Caribbean family, like the steps they take to protect themselves. And then I know it was someone that was working in the hospital who had got COVID and they recovered from it. And people were like, "Well, what did you do?" And he was like, "Oh, ginger." And I was like, "I've been on that, boy." So he said ginger and some other stuff. But I did look up some 10 Caribbean bush remedies. I know it was a meme. And it was like bush tea, Vicks Vapor Rub, all that stuff. So one thing I was definitely seeing was orange peels and ginger. And I remember one person, they put onions in the pie as well. And I was like, oh, Jesus. But if it's ginger in it, I could drink it. Because I already know that my tongue is going to automatically go towards the ginger taste. I love the taste of ginger. I will drink up all the sorrow if it's there. Okay. So another one was lemongrass and fevergrass tea. I know my dad, he used to make us moisturize our skin with lemongrass shea butter, I believe it was. But it says help for common cold. Another one I'm looking at, it says vervine. That's like a, it's a plant as well. And it says it's good for breastfeeding and for cooling and cleansing the body. It says the leaf juice helps with rashes and worms. You know, if you got in the country and you walking around, and you're walking around barefoot and stuff, you getting worms in your feet. So another one I can't really pronounce, but it starts with a Z. I think it's Zepa Peak Tea, and it's good for colds, but it said the taste is nasty. Senna leaves, a remedy or purge used to deworming. What the hell? Deworming remedy once or twice a year for poor, unsuspecting children. It says make sure you're completely free when you decide to drink the tea. I guess it's like a laxative. Soursop. It's a delicious fruit, but has a secret to a good night's sleep in its leaves, which is steeped to make a tea before bedtime. So, sleepy time tea to help you sleep through the night. And I took some sleepy time tea and I did not go to sleep. Like, I was still up. I'm scared to take melatonin because I remember I took melatonin one time and, like, I slept for probably, like, 12 hours. All right. So, back to the teas. So, this one is aloes. I want to say aloe, but I think it's spelled different. But it's a bitter one. Oh, yeah, it's aloe. It says the aloe vera plant is also said to be... what? People be eating the jelly? And it says this one is detoxing when blended and eaten. I remember I had some aloe juice. I used to put that in my hair. And I think I used to put that in my... not my tea, but my smoothies. Or my recipes. Can't remember what it is. I need to start... Listen, I bought some raw almonds the other day because I'm planning on making my own almond milk. And I feel like I'm so in touch with nature. But, yeah, like, when I figured out how much you can make of almond milk with raw almonds versus actually going to the store and buying it and have all the unnecessary stuff in it, I was like, uh-uh. Also, I went outside and now my nose is acting up, that dang pollen. So they have Wonder Plant or Wonder of the World, which is a thick leafy plant, helps with inflammation. I'll say inflammatory. Inflammation and headaches. All right. Dang, I need to invest in that because I be getting headaches and I try not to take Tylenol and stuff. Or antibiotics, none of that stuff. I try to stick to remedies as much as possible. I know when I had my daughter, a lot of people were like, "Oh, give her Tylenol." You know, people were so quick to like say, "Give her some medicine, give her some medicine." I was like, She finna drink this ginger tea with some honey, and we gonna check her temperature in an hour. I try not to do the medicine thing with my daughter. Unless she has like a fever. You know, kids, you gotta get that fever down. So another one. I'm finna finish this teething up. But another one is Kara Ely, and it's a melon. Yeah, it's a melon. And this one helps with rash. Yeah, this one helps with rash. I may not have no rash, I don't know. So, and the last one is pawpaw tree. It's useful for more than just its fruit. Mashing and steeping the leaves of the pawpaw tree is also said to be good for a person suffering with dengue, as it is said to be increase the blood platelet count. Ooh, what the heck is dengue? Let me look that up. Under pressure. So it says dengue you get from mosquitoes. But yeah, I see it now. So those are other remedies. I'm still figuring out different remedies and stuff, and just seeing like what I could see, like what I could use or whatnot, because I think it's good to do a little DIY sometimes, whether it's for your house, for your hair, for your skin, for your nails, for your clothes, because you're like, dang, once you get the hang of it, you're like, shoot, I don't need that over-the-counter stuff, especially like for your home, like just the burning the incense, burning the candles, having plants in your house, making your own just to wash your clothes, laundry detergent, Jesus. And just having sage, all that stuff, essential oils. Like I said, they were making handmade hand sanitizer, taking like, I think it was 99% alcohol, 99% proof alcohol, and aloe vera and some essential oils, making their own hand sanitizer. And people were like, don't do that. But I'm like, that's very interesting. But yeah. So thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean podcast. I have been your host, Aylin. You can follow me at the Country Caribbean, just Country Caribbean on Instagram, and the Country Caribbean podcast on Facebook. I was going to do the YouTube, but I was like, no, probably nah. But you can check me. But you can check me out on there. And like I said, I'm going to leave the website for the love language in my description box. I'm also going to leave some of the artists that I mentioned in this episode as well. I'm going to leave their ads and their websites as well. You know, I think it's good to give a little shout out and stuff. And to like put people on, and like, I love that shit. So thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean podcast, and I will see you next week.